In these days, this pre-messianic period we're living in, we're standing in a war against all the powers of evil. It's the final war before the final redemption. It says, when you'll go out to war against your enemies, you'll see in front of you horses and chariots, big, big nation. Don't be scared of them. Because Hashem is with you, the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, and there was no greater nation than Mitzrayim. When you'll get close to the war, the Kohen will get up and speak to the nation, and he'll say, Shema Yisrael, you're coming to fight a war against your enemies. Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru, don't be scared. Al Tepachzu, don't lose your Yishuv Adas. Al Taratzu Mipneim, and don't run away from them. Ki Hashem Elokeichem Ha'olech Imochem Lilachem Lachem Imoiveichem Loishia Eschem. Because Hashem is going with you to fight this war for you against your enemies, and He will save you. What's the Choma? Who's the enemy? Ha'milchoma gadela shel kol yehudi lo'erech kol yemei chayev hu milchoma sayetze. Tumati milchoma sayetze hara. Le'yetze yesh sus verechev. Kli milchoma v'kli mashchis leminayim. Yetze hara has lots and lots and lots of horses and chariots. All sorts of funny. He's a master warrior.
Who's the Kohen?
One second. You ever look at what's going on with the Yetzer Hara? He's got you in this, and he's a master craftsman. How are you gonna win? Mashna Shma. Yogi Shmini asks, when the Kohen gets up to talk to Klal Yisrael, why does he use the word Shma, this warning that he's about to give Yisrael, why does he start off with Shma? Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, afilu lo kayamtem ele kriya Shma shachris v'arvis bilvad, yatem nimsorim biyodom. You might think, I'm not worthy, I don't have it, I've done too many avairas, I got angry too often, I did this, I did that, the whole bag of stuff that I'm bad, and lo shaveli, Hashem's not going to help me because He only helps the tzaddikim, and I'm nishkin with tzaddik. If all you did was said Shema Yisrael twice a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Maspik, I'll take care of you. Klaima, this comes back to what we were saying the whole of last week. Schus kabalus ha-malchus shemaim hiya schus ha-gedoyle. What is Shema Yisrael? Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. What is Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? Recognizing that Hashem loves us unconditionally and that we love Hashem unconditionally. The recognition that there's a relationship here, a deep, profound relationship that exists between me and Hashem, and the love in this relationship is unconditional. Lo kashur to Maisim. Horaya. There's to be a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim before there's a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. I thought long and hard about the question that was asked here the other day. I don't know who asked it. If you have to have a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim before you can have a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, why do we mechanech our children in Mitzvahs before they have any Musa of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? A child cannot be Mekabel Sol Malchus Shamayim. But the Michal says you can't. It says you can't. You can't be Makabal Mitzvahs until you're Makabal Malchus Shemayim. A child cannot be Makabal Malchus Shemayim. So why do we put the oil mitzvahs on them? So the vote is like this. I think the answer is like this. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I thought about it for long and hard. I think the teretz is like this. I bounced it off a few chachomim and they agreed. No, that's not enough for me. I need big people to agree with me. Why do you have to machanach your children in mitzvahs? That's why it's a derabbanan. Midrash, you don't have to machanach your children in mitzvahs.
Chazal came along with the mitzvah of chinuch, but you can't put an oil on there. It's got to be done without the yoke. You have to mechanic control to the mitzvahs, but without a yoke. Rav Matisyahu says, teaching a child to make a brocha before he knows there's Hashem in the world, he's teaching a child it's normal to talk to fresh air. But it's not normal to talk to fresh air. So stop teaching your children to make brochas until you tell them who they're talking to. What age is that? I don't know. They have to ask. I don't know when that is. But we understand that there's a Seder here. But you can't put an oil mitzvah on a child until there's an old Kabbalah, until there's a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. And a child cannot be Makabal of Malchus Shemayim. He cannot mishabed himself. He can't give up his life for the love he has for Hashem. You can't ask a child to do that. There's no Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. He can be Machanacht. And eventually one day he'll grow up and he'll start being Makabal of Malchus Shemayim himself. Then he'll put himself an oil of mitzvahs. Chinuch has nothing to do with all mitzvahs. It's to Machanach him, to regil him, to know how to do the mitzvahs. But without an oil, I think that's pshat. It could be where we're going wrong a little bit. Almost oil mitzvahs on the guys. I don't know what Hashem is. I've never heard of Hashem. I don't think about Hashem. And the Gemara tells us, you can't have Kabbalah or mitzvahs until there's a Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. Until you understand that Hashem loves us unconditionally. And then everything he does, even though sometimes he deals with us, beget a mishpat. It's all Hashem Echad. Hashem, who is infinitely merciful, Elokeinu, who sometimes manifests with Midas Adin, Hashem Echad, it's all the same Hashem, until you understand that. So then there can be no oil mitzvahs, because there's no shibud. Why would I mashabed myself to do the mitzvahs if I don't know who commanded me to do the mitzvahs? I don't have a relationship with who commanded me to do the mitzvahs. So you ask a child to mashabed himself, he can't. If it's against the law, he's not allowed to. The child can be koine, he can't be makne. He can't mashabed himself. It's a law. So I think that's my shot. You have to machanach your children with no oil. And we have to live our lives in such a way that our child sees from us the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim and yearns to get there one day. He wants to be like daddy, because daddy can do all this, you know, the stuff where things go wrong. He's just chill because he knows that Hashem's taking care of everything, and he also wants to be like that. Yeah.
Stop the beatings too.
Beating your kids?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's ask your local Orthodox rabbis. I don't know. We first have to stop beating ourselves.
But this process of being mechanech comes after being mekabel malchus shemayim. Is there a limit of age or time that it takes for one to properly be mekabel malchus shemayim?
Kabbalah malchus shemayim is an ongoing process. The definition of maturity, which is what we're talking about here, ultimately, remember, I don't know if we've what's the definition of maturity? Going from being a child to being an adult. You're Rucham ultimately, but you're up. Rebecca brought this out quite clearly in his Vadim. You should listen to those tapes, they're very important. Something that an adult can do that a child can't do, but that an adult can do in an ever increasing degree. Means it's infinite. A child can't do this, because if a child can do it, it has nothing to do with being mature. Or a child can do it. Kabbalah Samachum Shumam is nothing that a child can do. It's something that an adult can do, you betcha. How much? Ever increasing. There's no end point to Kabbalah Somal Chushmaim. There's always no end point to Avos Hashem or any of the other mitzvahs, Shebelev, the mitzvahs of the mind, the Chovas Halavavos. There's no end to them. How much awe can you have of Hashem? How much Yiras Hashem can you have? Infinite.
I'd maybe have some Shuna.
Bezrat Hashem. And hopefully, the Sforno says, the greatest things you'll be doing just before you die.
Oh, maybe it's after. Maybe it's Olam Haba.
You can't do anything Olam Haba.
You can't do the mitzvahs.
You can't do anything Olam Haba. Then you just sit back and enjoy whatever you created.
We're not doing the mitzvahs.
You're not doing mitzvahs. You're not doing anything. You just la'anos meziv shkinoso. Hopefully we'll be in the category of those that are la'anos meziv shkinoso. We didn't waste our lives, and they're not la'anos meziv shkinoso. But the greatest acts you'll do in this world, hopefully, will be the ones you do just before you die, because you're everly increasingly growing. Hopefully, you're a little bit more in touch with reality now than you were 10 years ago. Yeah. All I'm saying is mitzvahs chinuch in mitzvahs has nothing to do with kabbalas oil mitzvahs. You can't kabbalas oil mitzvahs on somebody else. That's something you have to do yourself. You can machanek your children, so when they come and they're ready to be makar oil mitzvahs, they have some sense of how to do the mitzvahs. Once again, I'm not getting to mitzvahs chinuch yet. It's a big sugya and it's whole shulchan aruch on its own. And I'm just trying to understand this gemara in brochas. That's mamash got my attention. Chazal want to know why we say Shema before Vayin Shemaya. Answers the Gemara because you have to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemaya before you can be Makabal Ol Mitzvahs. That a kasha. So why do we give our children mitzvahs and mitzvahs before we know there's a Shem in the world? Okay. So why does the Kohen say over Shema? Because to remind you, to be Meramas, that if you just said Shema, you were just Makabal Ol Malchus Shemaya, it's enough. We're going to bring many, many more proofs that the performance is almost irrelevant. Klaima schus kabalus amalchus shemayim hi aschus agedayle shebezarata ubeschusa nevashi yeshua seilamim. The schus of being makabal amalchus shemayim is the biggest schus that a person has in order to arouse the Yeshuas of Hashem. Schus zu manika koyach v'utzma ha'noisni b'yadeinu oiz v'ta'atzumois l'lachem es melchomas ha'yetzach reyna. This schus, when a person is b'kabal o'mach v'shomayim, the schus that he gets from there gives him koyach and strength in order to fight this yetzach hara, this last yetzach hara. V'lamoy b'atzlochum u'kol nisoynes ha'kashim shel ador, and to stand with that slocha against all the nisoinus of this generation. The knowledge that we are servants, slaves, avodim, I don't know, and it's a hard word. Maybe don't translate it. The minute you put it into English, it comes up with all the negative connotations. The word slave feels us feeling icky. We are avodim. Eved Hashem. It's a praiseworthy concept. Use the word slave, it becomes negative. Ki anachnu avodov shel melech malchei ha-molochim, with the avodim of the King of Kings. V'Hashem Elokeichem hu ha-alech lifneichem lechem lechem. And it's Hashem, your God, who's walking in front of you to fight for you. Hi zoi ha-shetanik lan yucholes lamud amida itan b'tkufasein ha-kashe. That's what's going to give us the strength to withstand all the incredibly difficult problems faced in this tekufa that we're in at the moment. Even if you think that we're much worse than all the generations that have been, even though we're tripping up in ruchnias, when you look at the spiritual levels, we dry bones. We have one enormous schus. Anachnu makabli makol ba'ava. Whatever you throw at me, Hashem, ani makabal ba'ava. Zuhi kabalos amalchus shemayim, and that's kabalos amalchus shemayim. We're in the forward still. We haven't got to the chapters. We're just going to learn how to do this and thrash it out and deal with it. This is just Rosh HaProkim.
We cannot say also against Yetzer Hara, it's impossible to succeed because if Hashem doesn't help us, it's impossible.
It's Mefurush Gemara. Yeah, it's Mefurush Gemara. But how do you get Hashem to help you? Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. You don't have to go around doing funny chumras and segulas and weird things. You have to be Makabbalah Samalchus Shemayim.
Because the relationship is there already. We just have to break down the...
There has to be the relationship.
The lack of communication barrier.
You have to go build the relationship.
The recognition.
You'll see that it starts with me. It starts with me. You asked who's the Kohen. The Kohen's going to have to be me. I'm looking.
You the Rosh Hashiva or each of us me? That's what I would have thought the coin is you. No, I get myself in trouble, Rosh Hashiva constantly. Yeah, I'm not me. What do you mean? I'm me, Tahora, little guy, and I have the coin in me too? Come on.
Do you want to answer this for yourself? You have to talk to yourself. Who says, yeah, but I have to look after myself first. Who says Shema Yisrael?
I do.
You. What are you saying to yourself? Listen, Bepchik. Fine. And I say, listen, sure. Fine. I don't say, listen, Bepchik.
יתוכן מועד שאם היינו מוצלחים יויסה והיינו טוב במישורים אחרים לא היינו מצליחים להגיע לקבלת המלכות שמיים כל זקה. It could be, he says, that if we were מצליח in all our actions, if we were like spitzy and doing everything we're supposed to do, we wouldn't be able to get to this level of קבלת המלכות שמיים. And I see it very often. אולי במצב זה הידי לנו בקבלת המצוות. We'd be very happy with our קבלת המצוות. In the lotion we're going to be using later, we'd all be very happy being Noach Tzaddiks. We'd be happy with that. And going and building a relationship and getting into this world of Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim wouldn't enter into our domains. It's only Ulam Dafka Atak, Asher Anu Magishim Avudim Ubiltim Utzlochim. It's Dafka where we feel broken and we're not getting in, we're not being Matzliach. Kasher Anu Chashim Shanenu Musugolim Leshakem Es Ol HaMitzvah Shelanu. When we're having such a hard time getting our old mitzvah sorted out, dafke b'shazu alein litchadesh, v'limtzot trufa l'atzmeinu. You have to go find a medicine for yourself. Zu kabbalos hamalchus shemayim amitis, shelavosa es am Yisrael ma'az yen el am. That's been with us since we became a nation. You know what he's saying? Unbelievable. Somebody kind of like falls into this world and he's keeping all the mitzvahs and everything's going well and he's the best bocha and he's this and everything's just flying for them, could miss out on this whole concept of being a kabbalah malchus shamayim. See, with Baal Tshuva it's a little bit easier because even though he being because of the cholent or because of the gevaldik kashirim and the mitzvahs and whatever, but ultimately he had to grapple with Hashem. You can't become a Baal Tshuva and you just ignore the fact that there's Hashem in the world. Most Baal Tshuvas have to go through a struggle and a battle and a dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a little bit easier. But if you just landed up in this nice home with everything going in the mitzvahs and you got into it and mitragelling and whatever, you go through your whole life, and I can tell you, no, a lot of people like this, you start talking about Hashem, they don't know what you're talking about. They know what you're talking about. I was driving with a big Talmud Chochem, from a very Choshuva family. Choshuva family. And we're driving, he was coming to Beit Shemesh and I was driving. And on the road, there's a big truck in front of us. It's driving about 5 kilometers an hour. So I said to him, I wonder why Kodesh Baruch Hu put the truck in front of us to slow me down. He looks at me and says, who thinks like that? I said, like what? So my kesher the truck to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I was like, huh? People like mamish long beard and the payers and the, I know the guy is as well. He's a mighty Talmud Chochem. The guy's a bokin dalit shchuk. That's kabbalas malchus shemayim. There's a truck in front of me going at 5 kilometers an hour. Kodesh Baruch Hu put it there. Otherwise, why is it there? And ima min boyin meshleima. It's just the first of the new gimeli kodesh. So he said, kol ha-masim. That means if there's a truck in front of me frustrating me and making me angry and getting on my nerves, Hashem put it there. He, who thinks like that? He said. So like, everyone thinks like that.
You said it?
Huh?
You left it like this or you told
him? No. We had a whole conversation about kabbalah samachus shemayim. I wasn't trying to make kind of anybody. I was angry about the truck. I took it out on him. That's all. You don't fight with trucks. They're bigger than you. Even he was.
I don't
know. I wasn't giving him Musa. Chas v'chalila. I was shocked. No, for me it was Musa. For me it was Musa because it gave me an understanding of this paragraph. That if we saw mutzlach in our mitzvahs, I'm jealous of this guy. Look at him and I feel like this big, you know. Look at this guy, he's just like so mutzlach and comes such a family support system and such mesayiras and such a beautiful, beautiful work of art. And then I suddenly realized, he's never had to think about, why should he think about this? You know? It's not that he has a relation with Hashem. He's davening and he talks to Hashem and he knows there's Hashem. He's not living real every day with this concept. Listen, Rav Pinkus was going around screaming to the frum world, not to the secular world, to the frum world that there's a kabbalah. Who was Rav Pinkus talking to? Who was Rav Tava talking to? Yeah, these were all seminars for frum people, not for balei tshuva. Aleinu latchil mina yosod ka'avram avinu b'shaisoi. Shehikir es boire b'koiches atzmoi. We're going to see later. Moedik Shloah Kodesh. Shloah Kodesh is a moedik pshat in Shiras Hayam. It says, "Ze keili van vehu, elokei ovi v'aroi memeinuhu." Ze keili van vehu. This is my God, and I will unveil whatever unveil is. or glorify him or whatever. Lokei Aviv, the God of my father, va'arei memeinu, and I will mitromem him, elevate him, whatever the correct English word is. Says the Shlach Kodesh, what's Keili, ze Keili, my God, got to do with Anveihu, and Lokei Aviv got to do with arei memeinu. Why is there a different phrase here depending on how I grasp God? She says like this. When it's Keili, when it's my personal relationship that I have with God, then it's Anveihu. What's Anveihu? Ani Vehu. Him and me are together, but Vekas, Beyachad. If it's Elokei Aviv, Ze Roim Mimenu. It's very far away from me. As I state, the Shlach Kodosh. Take no responsibility. He's going to bring it down here later. I just had to mention it here. I'm sorry. I apologize for jumping the boat here. But that's a Moedik Apshat. And you said in Shmon Esra as well. Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu. Start with Elokei avoseinu. Then it becomes Elokeinu. No, because the Elokeinu has to be my relationship with Hashem. So what I need Kel Aviv for? Because Kel Aviv, you need to know that you're dealing with the right God. We have Mesiris. We don't abandon our Mesiris. But the personal relationship that you build with a Kodesh Baruch has to be like Avraham Avinu. The same way he built it from nothing. With no Mesiris, you're going to have to build it from nothing. And then just keep checking your Mesiris to make sure you're on the right track. Be Torah-tuned individuality. Zuavadoseinu leis kazois, and that's our avoided today. Lehikir es atzmeinu, to start understanding who we are, to get in touch with our real ani. Ulahaki es boreinu hakora mitis, and to start recognizing Hashem with a proper recognition. Nechayne umudiyekes al piashkofus atoira, correct, proper al piashkofus atoira. And the sashkofus atoira is to be understood by iunes, be understood by depth. Not a superficial subject. If we're going to change our entire mabat, our perspective on reality, it has to be filtered through correct Torah Sashkofas. And you have to learn with deal with the frustration of being in a world where not many people understand that this is important or even prepare to deal with it. Let's stop here, because the next tickle is really what the whole sort of the safe is about, and I don't want to start it because I'm going to finish it. So we're going to discuss the three Yesoidus of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The next tickle. Shavuot Tov.
I probably do that.
Yes. Thank you.